You see, we've got to understand what freedom is to really grasp what it means to be free. What is freedom? Well, the sort of pop culture word on the street is freedom is the ability to do anything you want at any time you want. Now, if that definition were true, there's not a free being in the entire universe. Even God. Is God free to sin? Well, there's nothing in the character of God that would allow him to sin. He acts in accordance with his nature. In God, there is no sin. And yet, God is the freest being in the cosmos and the only genuinely free being in the cosmos. If freedom is the ability to do whatever you want, whenever you want, then when we go over in the gym, if we walk over the gym together and I say, I'm going to dunk a basketball. Well, there's a problem. I've got this dumpy little chubby body. I am free to be able to dunk a basketball if I had the ability to do so, but I don't. Is a fish free to live on land? No, because that's not his design. That's not the purpose of a fish. If he is on land, he is in bondage and he is soon to be dead. Just like me if I try to dunk a basketball. See, all of the pop culture definitions are a fraud. They're just mantras. They cannot be carried out or thought out. And unlike God, you and I are sinners who have competing desires. If it's the ability to do whatever we want, whenever we want, that is freedom, what about when we want two things that are at odds with one another, which we often do? I want a good reputation, but I want to cheat. Those things are in conflict. Or what about two things that are both bad? You see, it doesn't hold up.